You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Headquarters for All Marine Radio here on the West Coast. We're at 7:03 in the morning. So good morning or good afternoon or good evening, wherever you are. Show today. I'll skip to that. I'll skip to that. On the show, I think it's important that you hear some of the stuff that's gone on in the hearings. Now, I know you're not going to watch the hearings because they're 3 hours long, right? And so most people don't have time to listen to that. So I'm going to just, I've yanked out some audio. There's two hearings, all right? There was a first hearing done on February 13th. Mac, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the military housing thing. But the military housing thing is, I would tell you, is a pretty big deal. Because there's a lot of people that are going to be sick for a long time. And the DOD keeps doing this stuff. They exempt themselves from standards. They do their own thing. They harm people irreparably. And then they walk away from it. And it's gross. And when you see the pictures and you hear the stories, you look at it and you think, like, what the hell, man? What in the holy hell is going on? And again, I said this yesterday, but I'll say it again in case you're just listening for the first time. But you didn't have to look around, right? You didn't have to look around very hard or very far to find out about this thing. All you had to do was begin to investigate one of these claims. One of these claims. So when they talk about the chain of command and this, that, and the other thing, I don't understand it, because if you poke around in any of it, guess what you find? You find a whole bunch of it, because these women will connect you with other women that I've met and blah, 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 blah. And so it's just, it's distressing, honestly. It's distressing when you listen to this, and you see the pictures, and you watch all of it, and you're just thinking, like, holy hell, man. Holy living hell. Did you not look? Oh, so you just didn't hear anything. And that's why, to me, that's why, to me, I'm curious to hear from, not from the branches of the service, I'm curious to hear from these women. Who did you talk to? Who did you send this to? And if this hit your inbox and you didn't do the right thing, woe be to you, man. You're done. You're absolutely, positively done. And so it's just, it's gross, man. And the more, and so because I've done, you know, some programs about this stuff, right? Because I've done some programs about this stuff, I've been allowed to see some stuff, right? Like there's closed groups on Facebook where these women communicate. And if you just casually stroll through the pictures, I swear to God, it'll make you nauseated, and you'll no shit want to puke. And like I said, what's distressing about it is, here's the way it happens. All right, the way that it happens is, the builder, right? Which is what? No, I shouldn't say. The PPV, the public-private venture, I think is what that stands for, right? That stands for the person who's on the other side of that contract with the DOD. Could be Lincoln Housing, could be a company called Corvays, could be a company called Hunt. There's a whole variety of them, right? They decide, okay, we're going to redo it. You know, we're going to buy this series of hot water heaters, okay? Well, guess what? They buy the cheapest shit they can buy. And guess what? It malfunctions. Doesn't work right. It leaks, right? Now they've got a moisture problem. And now because they don't use contractors to fix shit, they use some Larry the handyman that hangs out on the base. So we send Larry over to do it. Well, guess what? Larry's not bonded. He none of that. He just works cheap. That's why Larry's getting used. So Larry goes in there, and that's where you hear these stories of, I had mold in my ventilation system. Okay? So they came over with a shop vac and they sucked the mold out of the ventilation system. And you hear these stories, you're like, what? Or they bleached it. They scrubbed it and bleached it. Well, that, guess what? That doesn't get rid of mold. Hello? Maybe the optics. So the person holding the contract, they buy shitty stuff to stick in these houses. The stuff malfunctions. They send an incompetent bozo down there. And who would do such a thing? Is that going to be some retired colonel who's running this thing like he would if it was his own organization? No, that's not going to be who that is. It's going to be some jackass that's there. And you look at the anatomy of how it happens, and then, like I said, and then, you know, the DOD washed its hands. The chain of commands on these different bases washed its hands of military housing. Not involved in it. Army Undersecretary in 2013 sent a memo out. You're not responsible anymore for this. So you watch it, and but again, you look at the pictures that these women post, and it's horrific. Kids with blood streaming down their face from constant nosebleeds caused by mold and bacteria in the air that now permanently damage their respiratory systems. And so who makes these families? Who makes these families whole? Who does that? Now let me tell you what these families are burdened with. Some of these families are burdened with children with lead paint poisoning that have brain damage, which means they will care for them for their entire lives, and they'll be responsible for providing for their child. even after their death. So that's the burden that's been placed on these families because of the shit. Some of these houses go back to the 1800s. Legacy homes. Hey, let me tell you, how about this? Either gut the legacy home, rip it down to its studs, right, and build a new house and get every bit, anything that says it has lead paint in it, get it the hell out of the inventory. Make it go away. Now, if you live on some beautiful historic post like Fort Benning, and you don't want to destroy all this beautiful old architecture, then gut the exterior, right? And then the entire interior of the home ought to be brand new. Or gut the whole thing and then build it like it was built. You can use that floor plan. You can use that exterior plan. You can make it look the exact same. But it's new. It ain't old. Little kids don't have to go in there and get brain damage or the respiratory system damage for the rest of their life. But that's what's going on. And again, I mean, you talk about unengaged. And let me tell you, to me, the people that are most culpable are the base commanders. Because there's no way, in my opinion, that when you begin to flip rocks and take a look at this shit, there's no way that they didn't know about it. No way that they didn't know about it. And so to me, again, that's why. Ask these women, okay, who did you contact? Well, when I went down this road, I sent emails to this guy and this guy and this senator and this senator. And this senator, and this senator, and this DOD official. Everybody's stupid now, right? Everybody's stupid now. And so it's a bigger problem than anybody thinks it is. So what you're going to hear today is a series of audio cuts from both hearings. One that was done when this thing first kind of exploded in the media. The first thing was a Reuters story. And Reuters, let me just tell you, Reuters does great work. If you're sick and tired of watching shit news, get rid of your news, stop watching the news on TV, and install the Reuters news app. Install two news apps on your phone, Reuters and the Associated Press. Get your news from them. You'll get real news with real reporters. Right. I think in economic terms, that's called flight to quality. Yeah. And let me tell you, your life won't be so, you won't be as mad either from watching the garbage that gets put on CNN, MSNBC, and Fox. Right. The clickbait that gets put on. You'll be reading, you know, real news done by real professionals. So anyway, I'd offer that to you as part of your own mental health. So, anywho, the next thing I would tell you is when you get a chance, go ahead and let me see what it was in. I think it is this. Yes. So, if you go back to March 7th, right, there's a podcast that says news and commentary, a DOD Bill of Rights for base housing residents only because they got embarrassed on TV. I'm reading that and it doesn't sound right to me. Only because DOD officials, the Senate Armed Service Committee, got embarrassed on TV otherwise. And you know, what's the coin of the realm with politicians? Make us look bad on TV, right? You make us look bad, then we're not having that. Somebody use that in an election, for God's sake. So anyway, in that podcast, it's the first hour on March 7th. You'll see the links to two stories. Reuters, children's poisoned by lead on U.S. Army bases as hazards go ignored. And two, ambushed at home. A child poisoned in National Guard housing, a family left in the dark. And so that's how this thing began to percolate. So, anyhow, it's pretty disgusting, honestly. It's pretty disgusting. So, but I want you to hear, you know, what's gone on in those two hearings. I think it's important that you hear a bit of that. And so in the second hour today, you'll hear cuts from the first 25 minutes or so will be from the first hearing. And then after that, you'll hear a series of cuts from the second hearing. And you'll hear, let's see, you'll hear the initial statements of some of the spouses. You will hear the opening statements of Senator Inhofe. You will hear other senators on the panel asking questions and getting non-answers. You will hear Senator McSally, who gets pissed, former, you know, squadron commander, about what in God's name is this? How can this happen? And again, when you see the pictures, you're talking about something that you would get your family out of, like today. You would never, ever live in this shit. You're going to hear people get asked questions like, do you think Junior enlisted? Because all of you have some time in the military, all these spouses. Do you think Junior enlisted people are being exploited? You're going to hear that answer. So, anyway, so good morning to you. Welcome to All Marine Radio here on a Tuesday, the 12th day of March, 2019. We'll take a look at the news, and United States Marine Corps Band makes this official. Good morning to you. Dedicated to Jerry Ensminger, Mass Sergeant, United States Marine Corps, who has been the tireless advocate for people that have been affected by the Camp Lejeune water event. And he went down this road, and he had very, very mixed results. I know he's very frustrated by what he went through, but it's dedicated to him. For whatever reason, he's been in my head the last 48 hours as somebody who went down this road. It did not get the visibility probably in the media that it probably should have had. And he's a tireless advocate for the victims of the poisoning that happened and those who died because of it, those who continue to live with the effects of it. And so this is dedicated to Jerry, Master Sergeant, United States Marine Corps, retired.
Our flag comes through. betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran, but, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. We are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Time for us to check the weather. Currently sunny in Quantico, 44 degrees at the crossroads. It is partly sunny, 55 at Camp Lejeune. Cloudy and 59 in Granbury, Texas. 29 Palms, clouds and 44. At Camp Pendleton, clouds at 49. Okinawa, clear, dark and 63. In the Al-Anbar province of Iraq, it's hot. Sunny and 72 late in the day there. In the Helmand province of Afghanistan, it is clear, dark, and 60, so warming up there. In the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area of Southern California, it is cloudy and 53. Looking for a high of 67 with sunny skies today. How about that? 66 on Wednesday with clouds, and on Thursday, partly sunny and all the way up to 70. Yeah, how about that? That is a look at your weather. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll check news headlines. There's a bunch of it in the news today. On all kinds of stuff that we've talked about here on the program. So whatever you do, do not touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the group can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you. And we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I wanna walk into a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope and soak in the air of this heartbreak.
the birthday girl, Peyton Davis. Yeah. All right. We've been following this story. Board of Inquiry finds no basis to remove officer involved in the USS Fitzgerald collision from the United States Navy. So, the night of the Fitzgerald's accident, lo and behold, in the Combat Information Center, right, which is the center of the ship, and there's three different kind of things that go on in the Combat Information Center. There's a surface plot, and what the surface plot does is they look at everything that's on the surface of the water, and they prosecute it, right? They identify it, they track it, and if anything looks out of the ordinary, they tell people. That's a surface plot. Then you have the subplot, which is the same conceptual thing, but they do things for underneath the water. And then you have, that's right, the air plot. They're tracking, of all things, things in the air. They're identifying what's squawking, right? So commercial aircraft, they'll emit, they identify themselves. This is who I am. This is what airlines I am, right? Their heading and speed, they're normally all in lanes in the sky that are called commercial airlines, of all things. And you see this. This is how the world moves. And you're looking for things that aren't squawking and aren't doing things that commercial things do. Who would be doing that? Those would be military ships, right? So, anyhow, so that's what you do. Anyway, this guy, Iron Woodley. His name's spelled like Brian, but there's an I there. So, Iron. He's a lieutenant. The board found no basis to separate him, Lieutenant Iron Woodley, from the Navy for cause. Woodley was the surface warfare coordinator in the Combat Information Center aboard the Fitzgerald when the destroyer collided with the merchant ship ACX Crystal off the coast of Japan. The collision resulted in the death of seven sailors. Woodley and the ship's tactical action officer. Now, the TAO essentially fights the ship. The TAO is constantly in contact with the bridge, telling them what's going on below the water, on the water, and above the water. Natalie Combs was initially charged with negligent homicide and other charges related to the collision by the Consolidated Disposition Authority, Rear Admiral Frank Caldwell, in January of 2018. However, following a 2018 Article 32 hearing, Commander Anthony Johnson recommended that both Woodley and Combs should not face criminal charges for their role in the collisions. Caldwell ultimately elected to send Woodley to Administrative Board of Inquiry, while Combs continues to face criminal negligence charges. So, Lieutenant Combs is being court-martialed, as is the CO of the ship. Combs and Woodley had both faced unspecified non-judicial punishments at Admiral's Mast for their roles in the collision prior to January 2018, prior to the January 2018 filing of criminal charges. The pair led the team at CIC and weren't aware Crystal was putting the ship at risk until seconds before the collision. The CIC did not communicate with the bridge the entire evening of the transit. And then when you go through this, it just, the picture of it paints of the Navy is not a good picture. One way to interpret the result is maybe that three relatively senior surface warfare officers are signaling that whatever happened on the Fitzgerald, big Navy shouldn't be passing off responsibility to individual officers because the structural issues were really at fault. I just find that hard to believe, that you're absolved of responsibility. And every time we talk about this kind of stuff, two things come up. Well, they weren't sleeping. It was their first day out of port. Okay, give me a break. Okay, so don't give me that excuse relative to the Fitzgerald. Well, some of the gear didn't work. Some of the gear always doesn't work. You as a leader then have to make decisions. If none of the gear works, guess what? We sailed around the world for over 200 years doing that. What do? Well, you double the external watch, right? You bust out the grease pencils, and you do it that way. But that's an excuse now. And what's worse is it's an acceptable excuse for your failure to perform, for your failure to do the right thing. You can just put your hands up in the air and be like, well. Now, mind you, the ship is going 22 knots. That's fast. Crossing a major shipping lane. So it's running across an interstate at 22 knots with its head up his ass. In addition to Combs, then Fitzgerald Commander Bryce Benson faces criminal negligence charges for their role in the collision. His case is on hold while the Navy finds a new consolidated disposition authority for Benson's trial. In January, a military judge disqualified Caldwell for overseeing Benson's case. The judge said Caldwell's action in other parts of the investigation showed he believed Benson was directly responsible for the collision. So, there you go. So, we update that story. All right, a few interesting stories relative to the Marine Corps. Can LSD and magic mushrooms help win wars? One Marine says yes. You know, the DOD has a whole history of using experimental drugs, right? And experimenting on DOD members. Microdosing, which refers to administering a minuscule quantity of the drug in order to avoid hallucinations or debilitating effects in the patient, is already being used by scientists, Silicon Valley executives, biologists, biohackers, and others to achieve a mental edge. Albirak writes, this is a Marine officer, Major Emery Albirak, who published in the February Gazette issue of the Marine Corps Gazette. Administering in such doses has the potential to significantly heighten alertness, creativity, and problem solving. How do you know that? Like most hallucinogens, LSD mimics the effects of serotonin, a mood regulator, the author says, and activates enhanced mental acuity in the areas of learning and memory. Additionally, the drug commonly referred to as acid can decrease blood circulation to the part of the brain that instigates periods of wandering mind. Yeah, let me just tell you, when the DOD gets in the business of prescribing you LSD, I would give you some advice. Don't do it. The last thing you need is for the low bidder to be producing your LSD and to be prescribing it. Don't go there. the Marine Corps just announced that it's scrapping minimum service requirements for tuition assistance. I just need, just so you know. Not only have the time constraints been removed, but I just sneezed again. Not only have time constraints been removed, but Marines who are in the status of awaiting training can also use tuition assistance, according to a Marine administrative message posted yesterday. Before that, there were certain waiting times depending on where you were and how much time you had in service. In the new budget, White House proposes a 3.1% pay raise. Can't be an election coming up, can there be? Service members would see a 3.1% pay raise next January, and the military would add about 30,000 more active duty and reserve troops under President Donald Trump's fiscal 2020 budget proposal released on Monday. For junior enlisted troops, 3.1% pay hike would amount to about $815 more a year in pay. For a major, the backbone of the military, I can't say that with a straight face, with 12 years of service, it's an extra $2,800 a year. Wow. That'll work. That'll work. So that's good news. Yeah. Yeah. Then the year after the election, 1.1. Right. The mysterious fire that was set in the CP of 1st Battalion 6th Marines evidently caused more than $100,000 worth of damage, several years of command memorabilia, and more than $100,000 in damage are the preliminary estimates of a suspicious fire that torched the headquarters for 1st Battalion 6th Marines at Camp Lejeune. A fire at the headquarters was discovered by the fire department, because they were responding to a water flow alarm during the early morning hours of February 11th, NCIS said in a detailed bulletin. They're currently investigating it due to its suspicious nature, according to NCIS. And there's a picture in there, so if you want to check it out, you could do that too. So that's going on. A story that broke over the weekend, Marine Lieutenant is missing after a backcountry hike and ski trip in the Sierra Nevada mountain range. I said driving up to Northern California over the weekend that it's pretty, it's as green as I've ever seen it in my lifetime. And so The Sierra Nevadas have just an absolute ton of snow in it. You've seen videos on national TV of avalanches in the Rockies, and so those kind of conditions exist throughout. First Lieutenant Matthew Kraft was reported missing to law enforcement after he failed to return from a hiking and skiing trip along a challenging trail known as Sierra High Route in California, according to the 1st Marine Division. His father notified authorities. Kraft's hiking adventure was supposed to kick off near the Kearsage Pass trailhead February 23rd and was slated to end March 4th or 5th near Bridgeport, California. So, they are searching for him. He's a member of Charlie Company, 1st Battalion, 7th Marines. So that in the news. Chelsea Manning back in jail, refusing to testify. Said he's done everything she needs to do. Alright. Well, if somebody doesn't think so, is it worth going to jail over? Evidently. Yes. It's a bit of a train wreck, which is consistent with everything we've ever seen about Bradley or Chelsea Manning, whichever you want to talk about. New defense budget requests $9 billion for emergency funds, cuts for Europe. So real quick, here's a couple of tidbits from the new budget. National security budget expected to be around $750 billion, of which the DoD will make up about $718 billion. Sources said the overseas funding is split between $66 billion in traditional OCO dollars for warfighting needs and $98 billion for OCO for base funds, essentially money that could be in the base budget but is classified as OCO for the purpose of skirting statutory budget caps imposed by the Budget Control Act. You know, when you get around and you start looking through this and how they do it, just crazy. Just crazy. Research and development is getting more money. Europe is getting less. President's budget request will include a drop in the European Deterrence Initiative, moderately lower, as it's described, than in previous enacted levels of $6.3 billion per the source. The EDI, right, European Deterrence Initiative, is a fund set up in the wake of Russia's annexation of the Ukraine in 2014 to increase America's presence in the region. The majority of the funding goes to army programs such as rotational brigades and military exercises. I don't know that I would be cutting that one, but I'm not the president of the United States, although I do play that character on the radio. In an interesting story that kind of broke in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, Mullah Omar, who went into hiding and was never, ever seen since, has seemingly surfaced. Or at least his story has surfaced. The one-eyed Taliban leader who served as the group's figurehead prior to the U.S. entrance into Afghanistan until his death in 2013 reportedly lived no more than 3 miles from a major coalition base that intermittently housed U.S. and British Special Operations Forces as well as conventional coalition troops. Omar lived for more than a decade in a shack near a well-patrolled route where he would often hear coalition troops being ambushed by insurgents, warplanes flying overhead, and U.S. forces on patrol. The claim comes from a new book entitled Searching for an Enemy, by Dutch journalist Betty Dam, D-A-M. The book's primary findings are available online in English through a partnership with the Zomia Center, Z-O-M-I-A, an initiative of Arizona State University's Center on the Future of War and New America, which is a D.C. think tank. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's Deputy Chief of Staff, Haroon Chakatsuri, said the president's offices strongly reject Dam's book, calling it a delusional claim that Omar lived and died in Afghanistan. In response to the book, Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid reiterated the militant group's long-held position that Omar lived and died in Afghanistan. However, the Taliban hid the fact that Omar had died for 2 years before being discovered by Afghan intelligence in 2015. Dam defended her work over social media on Monday, saying she doesn't think her work is pro-Taliban or anti-U.S. Quote, it's an attempt to cross-check narrative, she said. If we hear only a single story about another person or country, we risk a critical misunderstanding. Omar, who had a $10 million bounty placed on his head by the U.S. government, lived out his life in the Zabul province, within walking distance of forward operating base Wolverine, she alleges. The U.S. intelligence community had long thought that Omar had escaped over the mountains to Pakistan and remained in hiding there until his death, like al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. The new research also runs counter to the Taliban's own narrative, which maintained that Omar remained in control of the insurgency for the rest of his life. Omar refused to go to Pakistan due to his deep-seated distrust of the country, she wrote. And while he lost operational control over the insurgency, he remained the focal point of Taliban propaganda for religious and cultural reasons. She draws interesting kind of distinction between and lines between the Taliban and al-Qaeda. In a sense, the story of Mullah Omar shows just how different the Taliban and al-Qaeda really are, Dam wrote. Today, as the prospect of peace hinges, in part, on trusting whether the Taliban can indeed split with al-Qaeda, understanding Mullah Omar's story is more crucial than ever. She lived in Kabul from 2009 to 2014, where she interviewed dozens of Taliban leaders. She also said she interviewed Afghan and U.S. officials before getting an interview with the man who guarded Mullah Omar for 12 years last December. The guard is currently in the custody of Afghan's national intelligence agency. So interesting. I mean, the significance he has is that when Osama bin Laden was killed, right, I've told the story on the program before, but I was in Afghanistan, and, you know, it's like, okay, well, what's going to happen today? And nothing happened. And the Afghans that Marines spoke to said, hey, that, he's your guy. We don't care about him. We want Mullah Omar. He's the guy we want to see get killed. Oh, really? Yeah. So, nothing. The day Osama bin Laden was killed, nothing happened. Nothing happened. All right. Top five stories in early bird, real quick. And then you're going to hear excerpts from two different hearings. And some of the audio is stunning, honestly, that you're going to hear. Right. So yeah, don't touch that dial. Top five stories in early bird today. Number one, White House proposes 3.1 pay raise for the military. Number two, here's Trump's fiscal year 20 budget. It's about to get shredded, right? So with a split Congress, are we even going to have a budget? So you're going to hear hearings, right, that the Democrats will call in the House. They will deliver their budget. Senate will be vastly different. Does that mean we're going to go through sequestration again? God help us. Number three, the strange case for a European aircraft carrier. Exactly. What? What in God's name is that? France and Germany should band together and build a European aircraft carrier to boost the continent's defense capabilities, according to Engrid Kramp-Karrenbauer, a confidant and possible successor to German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Kramp-Karrenbauer, who leads the Christian Democratic Union since Merkel stepped down from the job last fall, pitched the idea in a Sunday commentary to German newspaper Die Welt, which is one of their main publications. The article was meant to be a response to French President Emmanuel Macron's plea days earlier towards something of a European renaissance ahead of the European Parliament's election in May. Germany and France already are working on a future European combat aircraft where other nations are invited to join, Kramp-Karrenbauer wrote, referring to the future combat air systems, or FCIS. As a next step, we would start the symbolic project of building an aircraft carrier to give shape to the role of the European Union as a global force for security and peace. Well, wouldn't that be interesting? Wow. Hey, how about before you do that, just stand up your military. Germany, we don't need some symbolic bullshit from you. Okay? We don't need some symbolic bullshit from you. We need you to have real armor formations. We need you to have a real infantry force. And have a military that the largest economy in Europe ought to have. There you go. Think about that. And then think about how that would change the math on the ground for Russia. Oh, Germany, been a non-player. Tanks don't work. Rifles don't work. Yeah. Basically, is a shit show. Number, all right, fourth story. Air Force $666 billion budget would help revamp the nuclear deterrent. So that's their share of the new budget and what they would do with it. Number five, U.S. to start fabricating parts for ground-launched cruise missile systems. The United States is from Reuters, who were mentioned earlier in the program as being a credible news organization. You should read their work. The United States will begin fabrication activities as parts of ground-launched cruise missile systems, the Pentagon said on Monday after Washington announced its plan to withdraw from the Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. So again, that is a mere recognition that the Russians have been violating the treaty, and also the clear-eyed assessment that the next treaty that we have, China ought to be a signator on the agreement. So, there you have it. That's a look at the news. When we come back, what you're going to hear is you're going to hear a hearing from February 13th, and it was the first hearing in this series of hearing in this of the two hearings that the Senate Armed Services has conducted. Now, what's interesting is the House is controlled by the Democrats, right? Where is the House Armed Service Committee? Why have they not taken up the issue? Why is the chairman of the House Armed Service Committee said nothing? What's that about? Cricket. You have this huge brewing tempest, and the House Armed Service Committee has said nothing. Riddle me that, Batman. All right. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, you'll hear some really, really interesting stuff. So whatever you do, don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
More than 2 million Americans have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Department of Veterans Affairs reports that approximately 11 to 20% of those warriors may have experienced symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. As we recognize PTSD Awareness Month, Real Warriors Campaign volunteer Meg Mitchum, a former Army combat medic who served in Iraq, encourages fellow warriors to reach out when they need help.
The hardest step was admitting that I needed help coping with PTSD. Once I did, my command and unit fully supported me, and I was able to get the care I needed. Getting support helped me succeed in the military and now in my civilian career.
If you or a loved one is coping with an invisible wound, resources are available and they work. For more information, visit the Real Warriors campaign at realwarriors.net or call 866-966-1020.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.